Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from Boise, Idaho, and we've got some great things going on here. I got in last night, and I met with a guy, and this is a guy that's in his last two companies in a row, hit diamond, made over $10,000 a month, and he's currently making five figures a month in another company. Met with me last night, and I have a sneaking suspicion in a short period of time I'm going to be able to announce the fact that he has joined us as well. And then we've got meetings here. I'm going to keep this call a little short today because, you know, I've got a meeting here right after this, and then one at 3 o'clock, one at 7 o'clock. And if you've got anybody in the Boise, Idaho area, you want to get them down here because this is an area that's about to explode as well as the rest. I want to say, you know, my heartfelt to all of you, both in the Texas area and now in the Florida area, that have had to evacuate and are suffering and are scared to death of what's going on. And I can certainly understand that. I mean, I've never been in a hurricane of that magnitude. Certainly been through a few of them, but hopefully things go well. Hopefully it's not as bad as we want. And you know, I know that our offices are over in West Palm, and all I know is this: to slow down impact, as I said, it would take an act from God, and the only thing that would hurt us is if it blew our office down in West Palm. But even if it did, it ain't going to matter because we still got so much going on for us. It is unbelievable. Well, hey, are you guys getting prepared for Orlando, Florida? Because I can tell you this: when this happens in Orlando, man, you are going to be pumped. You are going to be excited. And you know, the other thing that you know is lost is the fact that it's still, you know, it's still a couple months away. So we've got plenty of time to get yourself an airline ticket there, two nights hotel room for free. We got plenty of time to do it all, okay? But it's also two more months of people on the product. And you're going to see very soon on Impact Central, we've already got, you know, some testimonials, but Jana sent me a great one that Patty Parker did with a young lady who just got started, great testimonial. What we're going to do, and I'd ask you to do, and you can, it doesn't have to be really professional, do it from your cell phone. Just have somebody, you know, give a video, just maybe a 30-second testimonial as to what these products are doing, because the cool thing is, as Dr. Joe says, the more you use the product, the more you're going to feel the product. And, you know, we've got people experiencing all these different results. It's just amazing, you know, what we're hearing, and high blood pressure getting regulated and pain going away, and people sleeping better, people walking around in a great mood, people with fibromyalgia having the symptoms kind of ease off. I mean, it's just an unbelievable situation that we've got with this product. And so I'm really excited about it. And you know, the one thing that I want to get out to everybody, and you really need to understand this, I don't care what network marketing company you're in, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. And in a true, legitimate network marketing company, at the very beginning, that first year, in all probability, you're going to work harder than you get paid. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's how it is for almost every successful person in network marketing. You start out with your belief level going. You go on because it takes time to develop that organization. You know, as you said, I mean, I laid out, you know, a one-year plan for you on Impact Central. We did a call a couple of weeks ago, and that's just the real deal. You know, as I laid that out to my friend last night, he said, I mean, that is so succinct. It's step by step. It's everything that a person would need. And the whole key is to remember it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. To not get discouraged, you know, I mean, gosh, you know what the difference is between network marketing and owning a jewelry store? In my jewelry store, it cost a fortune to get started, over $200,000. I worked as hard as I could for 2 years. And when I talk about hard, I'm talking about, you know, not only was I working an average of, you know, 60 hours a week, but Christmas time, I mean, I was literally in my store somewhere between 70 and 80 hours a week. And after 2 years, I almost broke even. Well, in network marketing, I don't think you're going to take 2 years. First of all, it doesn't take $200,000, $250,000 to get started. You can get started for $250,000 if you want. $1,000 maximum, that's if you're really going for it, okay? And it's not going to take you 2 years to break even. If you follow the system, you should break even and show a profit. You know, some people do it in a couple of weeks, but certainly within a couple of months, not a couple of years. But the other part of this is the residual part. You know, owning a jewelry store is not residual income, because if it snowed in Boston for 4 days, I don't make any money. My store is closed. Right now, if it snows in Boston for 4 days, it doesn't matter because my income is residual. I could be watching Big Bang Theory reruns. I could be watching anything that I want on TV. And you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm still making money. But that's because I worked so hard at the very, very beginning, you know, and that's the key. All the money I ever made in network marketing was a result of what I did in my first 90 days. And so the same thing can happen for you. Now, we've got a lot of areas that are experiencing explosive growth. I've asked my friend Mark Kotler to just get on the call with me a little bit and maybe share a little bit about where he is with his company, what he sees happening, and what his thoughts are for the future. So with that, I'm going to say good morning to my good friend and a great leader in network marketing over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mark Kotler. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Eddie.
All right. And how are we doing in Pittsburgh, man?
Fantastic.
Listen, I know you're very excited about what's going on, but I just want to, you know, just start by just letting people know a little bit, because we got a lot of new people on these calls. Really, you know, who you are and what you do. Now, obviously, you didn't go to college for network marketing. You're involved in a traditional business first, is that right?
Yeah, my family had a furniture business, so I majored in ping pong and minored in pool.
So are you a hustler? Have I got to stay away from you? Man, I don't know. I've got to tell you a quick ping pong story first. My best friend in college was left-handed, and he would go and, you know, play right-handed ping pong a little bit, and then he'd start gambling, and then he would switch to lefty and just blow people away. So I'll be careful if I ever play you some ping pong, Mark. So you started out with the furniture business. What was it that attracted you to network marketing?
Well, you know what, Eddie, that's a great question. I watched my father and all the stress he had went through, and when we go through a recession, he'd have to go to the banks and borrow $100,000 to make payroll because people weren't walking in the doors. If they weren't walking in the doors, we weren't paying the bills. We had a huge overhead. We had a huge overhead every month that we had to meet. So I saw it affected his health, Eddie, and I just didn't want that life for myself.
Okay, so somebody came to you about network marketing. Were you skeptical at the very beginning? Were you thinking illegal pyramid scheme? Or were you saying, hey, man, I get five. Who get five? Who get five?
You know what, Eddie? I was very skeptical because, you know, I thought of Amway and I thought pyramid scheme because that's all I had heard. But you know what? I talked to a few friends. I sort of just researched a little bit and just put some feelers out. And I talked to a few friends. And one of them had some great success in this industry, and it really opened my eyes. So I did some research, and I jumped in. I jumped in between customers. Well, you know, I'm waiting on customers, and I go back to my office, and I'd be on the phone talking to prospects.
So were you an overnight success in network marketing? Because I know you've had times in network marketing, you know, where you've made $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. So were you an overnight success?
Well, you know what, Eddie? I tried a few companies, but they didn't have all the right ingredients. You know, they didn't have the right management team. They didn't have the right product. They didn't have the right timing. And I learned real quick that you don't stick around too long with a loser. And then I hit something good. I hit a good company that had been around, had a track record. And for 10 years, Eddie, I was getting an amazing residual income off of that. And then it piggybacked into another company for about 11 years. For about 21 years, I was making amazing residual income. But it had to be the right company, the right timing, and the right product.
So when you talk about the right company and timing and product, so you got started with us, I guess, opening day on May 24th. So what was it? Now, I would call you a professional network marketer. You're a person that didn't start with network marketing. You've made your living on network marketing. So what is it that attracted you, a professional network marketer, to Impact and our Edge product?
Well, you know, I had known Eddie from a previous company, so I worked with him for a couple of years. And to be honest with you, I'd never worked with somebody of his magnitude, that what he does as far as a leader, the way he built a family, and he takes care of his family, and he supports his family, and he's all over the country right now supporting us. I mean, if we don't take advantage of this, my last two upline, I was lucky if they bought me a cup of coffee in 21 years. So this is a whole different scenario, but it was really a matter of Eddie explaining about the product. I tried the product. I put a few people on the product immediately, and they had great results, and so did I. So I knew that we had a winner there. But I also found out about our CEO, who brought Apple to Japan, and I'm thinking, my God, this guy's a visionary. So we have a great management team. And then I also knew we had Eddie, and we had the timing. This is timing. We not only do we have a two and a half month old company, but it's supported by millions and millions of dollars from a past company. So we had everything that I knew I could sink my teeth in, and this could be my last hurrah.
Huh. Oh, this will be it, brother. So let's talk about maybe a couple of the people that you've been able to bring in and some of the people on your team that are really, I know you just brought in a brand new person, but talk a little bit about some of the people you brought in, and then this new young lady who's in 2 days already knocking it out of the park.
Eddie, it's what. So I met a gentleman, his name's Bob Holker. He was number one in Shackley. He had a million people in his downline. He's like a legend in the industry. And he and I had tried some different companies in the last 10 years. We had a couple good ones and a couple that didn't work, but nothing that really was of the magnitude that we were looking for. But so we stayed in touch and we built a relationship, because we're in the relationship business, guys. We're building relationships, because you never know who's going to be working with you in the next program. So when I told Bob about this, I sent him a couple videos. I let him see that, you know, the tools were doing the work. It wasn't me. I put him on with Eddie. I put him on with Dr. Joe, and he was very impressed. So he got involved, and he's bringing in a lot of his leaders that have followed him he's been doing network marketing for 55 years. So he brought in some of his leaders, and his leaders are hitting it now. And then just recently, three or four days ago, I got a call from Connie Zimmer. She was in my business in Melaleuca. She was one of my top leaders in Melaleuca 20 years ago. And we kept in touch here and there. But I explained what I was doing. I sent her to Impact Central and had her listen to some videos. Then I put her on with Eddie. I put her on with Bob. And she is so excited now. She's in real estate, and she's so excited because she wants to build a residual income. And she has me on the phone nonstop. She lives in Pittsburgh, so I'm in Pittsburgh. We're going to start doing a meeting in Pittsburgh now. Got a meeting going on in Maryland. Got a meeting going on in Utah. And guess who's going to run those meetings? Eddie Freeman, our leader. That, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. So cities are literally open for the taking. You could literally own a city. Because that's how new we are. So that's kind of how it happened, Eddie. And a lot of people don't realize that they're one phone call away from finding an Eddie Freeman or a Connie or a Bob or a Becky Buller or Greg Jansen. They might be 50 calls away. So is it worth it to make 50 calls to find that leader, or do you want to build somebody else's dreams? So here's you can either build your own dreams, or you can build somebody else's dreams. You choose.
Well, Mark, you know, listen, I appreciate it. You know, it's funny, I was going to ask you if you could give one piece of advice to anybody on this call. You know, what would it be? But it seems like you just gave the most important one. Just kind of go out there and contact person after person after person. And Mark, it's always such a pleasure having you on these calls, man. I appreciate it. And I'm just going to ask you one last question. Mark, are you excited?
Eddie, I couldn't be more excited. I'm almost as excited as you. I mean, it's always, how are you doing, Eddie? I am fantastic. I think the word's fantastic. Might be something else. But I've never heard Eddie down. He's always up, and he's always supporting. It's all about the energy you put out there. What you put out is what comes back. And, Eddie, I couldn't be more excited. And, by the way, Eddie, I am a left-handed ping pong player.
I'll keep that in mind when you start hustling me. I appreciate it, Mark. Well, folks, I'm going to end this in just a couple minutes because I got a room full of people here in Boise waiting to go. But I just want to say you need to go out there. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, wow, and I'd like to be part of a network marketing company. You know, they were prospected. They were recruited. And that's the key. I didn't wake up one morning and think about that. But here's the thing. You need to know more than ever. People are open to a different way of making money. And if they're not, all you have to do is ask them, did you see what was put out in USA Today a couple of weeks ago? According to Career Builders, 78% of the people in the United States live paycheck to paycheck. 56% cannot make ends meet. Why? Here it is. We're in the United States of America. And again, just think about it. You know, what were we taught as kids? Good school, good job, your employer pays you money. And what they don't tell you is in that scenario, what you're doing every day is trading a unit of time for a unit of money. And there's not enough units of time during the course of the day to make the exchange often enough to create wealth. And unless, you know, you're a professional athlete or a singer or a movie star, how are you ever going to really live the American dream? You got to own your own business. And like I said to the woman that was a little skeptical yesterday when she picked me up on Uber, and she's skeptical. And yet here she is, she's working two jobs. She's skeptical of network marketing. She's working two jobs, actually three jobs, and she can't make ends meet. And she's thinking that I'm nuts in network marketing. And how do you, explain that to people? I said, you're working three jobs. I'm working one, and it's about residual income. And I said to her, you just remember, and her name was Annette. And as a matter of fact, I sent her videos last night. I said, you just remember, Annette, when you work for Uber, you make a little money. If you own Uber, you make a lot. If you work in the jewelry store, you make a little money. You're trading unit of time for a little money. If you own the jewelry store, you make a fortune. You see where I'm going? If you work in the beauty salon, you make a little money. If you own the beauty salon, that's where you make money. And that's all network marketing is. You own your own business. Now imagine that you own a jewelry store and you go out and hire, train, and manage a sales force of 5 to 10 people, and every time they sell a piece of jewelry, you make money. Okay? Now imagine that those people could go out and get 5 or 10 people. Imagine that you could make a small portion of, you could get 5 other jewelry stores that you can make a small portion of what they make, and all you got to do is show them something, and then they get 5 jewelry stores. Imagine if you could make a small percentage of all the jewelry stores out there. Guys, network marketing is the way to go, and you're going to see more and more people get involved in network marketing, and they're going to be looking for the right company. And when you just use the tools and you continue to contact 2 people a day, you will be on your way. Anyway, folks, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I got to cut this call a little short. I got a room full of people here in Boise, Idaho, as we double schedule the training with the meeting. But again, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And again, for those of you that are in Florida in particular, just know that we're all thinking about you. We love you. You are family. And I just know that everyone's going to pull through this and become stronger than ever. With that, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Go out there and contact some people, and it won't be long before we... Watches of the World Together. This is Eddie Freeman from Boise, Idaho, signing off. Oh, one last thing. We're going to start, you're going to see published, you have to check with your upline. We're going to start doing more webinars. And I believe we're going to start next week on Thursday. I'll give you the exact details. It'll be on my Facebook page and it will be on my Instagram page. When we're going to start, I believe it's going to start next Thursday. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to get started with these webinars too. Anyway, guys, love you, and go out there and spread the word, and it won't be long before together we're on the beaches of the world. Take care, everybody. We love you.
You're the man, Eddie.
Bye.